Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. And I am Glovina Williams. I'm just really overjoyed today. I do often thank God that He has given me a path to joy and peace. But today I feel a supernatural move of God, especially in the realm of peace. I do hope that today that you can grasp this, own it, embrace it, accept it, and even reinforce it with the peace that already resides on the inside of you. Today I really want you to recognize this peace. Because sometimes we have to take a quest for peace. We have to find this level of happiness. I want to also, before we even get started, I want to give an absolute shout out to Wendell Phillips Academy in Chicago, Illinois, and their fantastic Hall of Fame committee. These fantastic individuals were so kind and considerate, and they inducted me into the Wendell Phillips Hall of Fame. I'm so honored, and I'm supercharged and honored because not only did I attend this high school, but many of my aunts, uncles, on both my mother and my father's side, attended Wendell Phillips High School. So I'm really very, very excited about it. And it's located on the south side of Chicago. Yes, the great city, Chicago. And there wasn't just myself, but there were others that were also inducted, and I congratulate them. And in the past, just to give you an idea of what an honor this is for me, is that there are people in the Wendell Phillips Hall of Fame, such as you may have heard of some of them, Nat King Cole, Sam Cooke, Marla Gibbs, the awesome poet, Gwendolyn Brooks, as well as so many others. Many of you may remember the Ebony and Jet magazine. The founder and president is also in the Wendell Phillips Hall of Fame. So many, and I'm just so grateful. They've even inducted the famous basketball team, the Globetrotters, into the Hall of Fame. So I just wanted to share that with you and to just share my joy with you. And let's just get started, and let's look at the quest. Interesting title, isn't it? The quest. The quest, like an adventure, a chase, if I can say that, a crusade, an inquiry, an instant investigation. How about that? The investigation. How about that? The quest. So, you know, in the quest, in this adventure or this journey, what we're really looking at, and some of you may be experiencing this, it's the way out of pain. Maybe something has distressed you or made you feel not the best way that you would like to feel. So just being able and having that ability to accept maybe what has caused you some pain. But the key here is this, my beloved. The whole thing is that our mind, this magnificent mind that God has given us, it really should prevent us from what we call self-created pain. Yes, I said it's self-created pain. Some of the pain that we experience, we have, in a sense, don't get mad at me, created ourselves. So do we really need to be creating pain? I'm talking about self-created pain. Or should we be doing our very best investigating how we can alleviate this? Sometimes, you know, sometimes pain can actually be created through resistance. Yes, through resistance. In other words, sometimes an internal confrontation, a fighting, a battle, a struggle, you know, not accepting the inability, listen to this, like a non-acceptance of the ability to accept what is. I heard somebody just snap their fingers and say, Dr. Glovina, you hit it on the head there. Listen, the inability to accept what is, that's that internal struggle, that confrontation, that fighting, that battle, that struggle. In other words, let's say it like this, or let's take it from this perspective, perhaps resisting the truth. Resisting what is a fact, a reality, a certainty, I mean an on-target exactness in a particular situation or our life. In other words, resisting the clear evidence of truth. Yeah, mm-hmm. An emotional manifestation of negative thinking. Listen, so the question is, why do we deny it? Why do we deny what is? Because often that can create the pain and the struggle within us. Why do we deny what is? Why do we reject it, disagree with it? Some things that are totally out of our control, we deny that it's taking place. Sometimes it is so that we can exercise a sense of control. Are you tracking me today? We have to put our complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's a scripture that starts out by saying, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. Listen. How can we remain in that peace except we take on the mind of Christ? Walking in the present moment really is all we have. Did you hear what I said today? The ability to walk in the present moment is sometimes all that we really have. Focusing on what is now. And not projecting so far into the future. I'm not alleviating goals. You know, I'm a real go-getter when it comes to encouraging you to set your goals and to set them high. But there comes a point, even in this, where we have to walk in peace and meditate in the present moment, knowing that God is in us. I was teaching last week on the various names of God, and one of them being he's the Prince of Peace. He is Jehovah or Yahweh Shalom. He's the Prince of Peace, residing, my beloveds, on the inside of you, abiding with you, even in this level of abiding and not looking so far into the future that we allow it to frustrate us in the present. Sometimes we have to forget those things that are behind. Yes, visit the future for all practical reasons and use this view into the future as an opportunity to pray and to release the vision But don't just live in the future where you may become frustrated. What do you mean by that? That you're so concerned about what's going to happen that you don't enjoy the present. Hey, I'm talking about a quest today. An adventure of discovering what is beautiful about the now. Yeah. So when you visit the past, do it briefly. Do it briefly. Don't just hang in there and then forget about what's going on in the present that can be beautiful. You know, when you visit the past, I want to just interject this. When you visit the past, can I ask you, can I request this of you? To do it briefly. And when you visit the past, if there's anything that you discern or you pick up that's unpleasant, that begins to drain you of your peace, pray a quick prayer of deliverance, knowing that God hears. Don't you love to hear that? Don't you love being reminded of that God hears? I know I do. You know, I heard that from a lady. She texted me. Actually, she's an archbishop in New York City. And I had mentioned something to her about a prayer that I had put before God. And I texted her and said to her that God had answered the prayer. And she simply texted back to me, God hears. Isn't that beautiful? So when you visit the past, briefly pray a short prayer for deliverance. And then say yes to where you are right now. Yes to where I am right now. Why can I say yes? And why can you say yes? Because you're depending and trusting in Jesus completely. Trusting in Yeshua HaMashiach, the one that is the emancipator, the liberator, the deliverer, the one who has put us back in right standing with Yahweh, God Almighty. That's all I'm saying. So you're saying, well, wait, is it that simple? It is simple in this respect. Learning how to exercise our ability to accept, to believe, to recognize, to the ability to agree and to admit and allow. In other words, the ability not to deny what is. Learning to bless this moment as God's will. I'm talking to someone right now. You say, I kind of see you, kind of got your eyes up and you're kind of looking up toward the ceiling or the sky or the roof of your car right now. And you're saying, wow, bless this moment as the will of God for my life. Yeah. Working with this issue, do not deny it or go against it at this moment. Now, what I'm teaching, it's timeless, but the thing about timeliness is this. It may be timeless, but for this moment, it's perfect. Listen, 2 months from now, this might not be exactly where you are. So this may not be applicable, but let's look at for the moment. Working with an issue, not denying or going against it, but learning to experience it and learn from the experience. You hear me say it. Successful experiences develop confidence. I'll repeat it. Successful experiences develop confidence. Well, there's a little segue in there. Sometimes the experiences are not so successful. And we may give up and not try again. Throw that out the window. Because you don't succeed the first time, don't give up. You've accumulated some knowledge even in your what appears to be your failure. My mother used to share with me when we were growing up, she'd always say this, no matter what you go through, learn something from it. So it's not a waste. You get some notches on your belt, huh? even the past pain, and even as the pain of the past is dissolving. You know, sometimes this pain on the inside, we're talking about a quest today. We're talking about an adventure. We're talking about an investigation into some things. I mean, a deep look. Listen, sometimes pain can accumulate. It can build up. It can be collected. And listen at this. Sometimes we can even hoard pain. Yeah. There's a big thing now going about minimizing, getting rid of things, stop hoarding. Sometimes we can hoard pain. Pain sometimes can lodge in us. Oh, boy, listen at this. It can lodge in our inner being where we begin to think that this is our personality. I heard somebody snap their finger again and said, hey, Dr. Glovina, you hit it again. This is not your personality. This is an experience that you have or you're walking through that perhaps you need to be set free from. So by the power of Jesus, the one who paid the price for us, gain your freedom. Grab a hold, embrace your deliverance now, and release this. Be liberated. Allow him to rescue you and relieve you from this accumulated, hoarded pain. Come on, escape from it. Walk in your freedom. Let it go. It's irritating, isn't it? It's annoying. It can become frustrating. It can even segue into anger. I'm talking about pain. Give me some type of solution here, Glovina. Just allow the calmness and the peace of God to overtake you. It is already present in us. Sometimes it's overcrowded. It's like you're looking in the garage where you may be hoarding things, or sometimes, we call them a junk room or even a junk drawer. like you have a drawer where you just throw everything in. You know it's in there. This is what I'm talking about. Look at this analogy, this picture, these words that I'm speaking. The peace is in there, in all the clutter, in the frustration, the annoyance. I'm talking about that junk drawer. I'm talking about what's been hoarded. There is a level. There's peace. There's calmness. And there's patience in there. Among the sadness, listen, there is some joy. It's in there. Those that have hurt you, there are those in there that have brought you joy and love and peace. And good times. Hey, even in the anger, guess what? There is some happiness. It's in there. It's in there. Look for it. Look for it. Hey, push aside the rage. You're looking, I'll call it the junk drawer. The junk drawer. You're looking in the drawer and you're looking, where is it, God? All I see is anger and rage and depression. He's saying, look, there's peace in there. There's joy. And you know what sometimes he says to us? Stop creating so much drama. Uh-oh. Stop looking for the drama and begin to look for that calmness. And don't allow the stuff that has cluttered your mind, don't allow it to take over and control you, my beloveds. When Jesus should really be the only one worthy to be the true controller of our lives. You're going to make it through this, just like you made it through other things. You may come out with a few bruises or a few bumps, but guess what? You're stronger. You're stronger. And so this I want you to grab a hold to as well. Don't allow the pain to feed upon the pain. Don't let it, go on and face these challenges. Face every battle. I am talking about in the now. Face these battles. Pain cannot feed on joy. Oh, boy, how about that one? I said the quest for calmness, the quest for happiness, the quest for patience, the quest for joy, the quest for peace of mind, even in the things that are currently going on. Face every battle, because pain cannot feed upon joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And in his presence, some of you are finishing this for me, there is fullness of joy. And in all things, give thanks. And in whatsoever state you find yourself, be content. I like to add this because out of contentment flows abundance. You've been looking for the abundant life. Out of contentment flows abundance. Because guess what? I'm sitting here like, you know how you kind of pick with your fingernails and you look a little bit at ease and know that you have the answer? Here's the answer. Pain is afraid of the light. Pain is afraid to be exposed sometimes. It may be hard to accept, but it's true. It is so true. Expose it and look at it. And break free from it. They call it, there is a law of displacement. Somebody said, give me some how-tos. Glovina, give me some how-tos here. There is a law of displacement. Observe it. Watch it as well as feel it. Listen, pay attention to it. Because what? Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Some of us learned that in third grade. I'll put it like this. We learned it basically in elementary school. Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Shift your thinking. This is your mind. You have the ability to do it. Pay attention and say to yourself, be thou made whole. And if you find resistance in there, ask yourself this beautiful, simple question. Do I want to be made whole? Do I want to be free of things that may be hindering me? Hey, we're looking at a quest here for peace and a quest for calmness, a quest for soundness of mind, sobriety. We're looking for the quest. Don't let negative feelings and negative experience become your main thought pattern. Oh, I'm taking a deep breath right now. Don't be the type of individual that's always expecting the worst. Oh, somebody snapped their finger again. Always looking for the worst. Keep your mind on the fact that Jesus heals and delivers. My responsibility when I'm healed and I'm delivered, our responsibility, my responsibility is to maintain it. You know how when you say you purchase a new car, there comes a responsibility with that blessing. There comes the responsibility of keeping gas in it, keep tuned up, keeping the oil changed, keeping the car nice and tidy, taking it to the car wash and getting it cleaned, and once in a while, taking it to get it detailed, getting all of the things out of the crevices, the little crumbs that have fallen. You get it. You hear exactly what I'm saying. It's our responsibility to maintain our deliverance, our liberation, our emancipation, our healing. It is our responsibility. And even as I am speaking right now, I really feel that there are listeners there that have taken it to a higher degree of maintaining. You're looking further into what needs to be maintained, and that's a good thing. So begin to examine the feelings on the inside of you. Know that some of the negative things that we've had to experience, you know, this is a dual world. There is a duality that exists. Knowing that the negative experience that we the negative things that we have experienced, don't allow it to be part of your personality if it does not edify who you are, and it does not bring edification to your family, your loved ones, your classmates, your neighbors, your community, your household of faith, and ultimately the world. Don't let the negative that brings you down become part of your personality. You can accept that it's there, but part of the acceptance is the quest to alleviate it. Accept it. Hey, it's here now. It is my responsibility, the Emancipator, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting God, and say, help me to remove this. And don't think too long about it. This is nothing you have to toss and turn. It. I'm still wrestling with this. Don't let the feelings, I'm going to say something. Don't let these feelings turn into meditation. Yeah, don't ponder it too long. Don't picture it too long. Don't think about it for too long. When it comes up, know how to turn it over to Almighty God. Don't even take time to judge it, you know, because that'll get you into the who should have and who could have and who could have and who should have and maybe I should have, could have, but don't go there. So don't judge it. And don't allow it, I'll say it again, to identify as your personality. Stay present. The Bible says to watch. As well as pray. Praying, watch how you're being delivered. Watch how your countenance is being lifted up. And observe how you react even as you're watching. You're putting out some heavy stuff today, girl. Oh, what are you saying? Allow the Holy Spirit to do the healing for you. The quest for happiness and calmness and peace of mind so that you can fulfill your destiny. Often I say it, we don't step out on faith because we have some doubt as to our purpose. Hey, you're recognizing your purpose more and more every day. The precision is coming and you're taking those challenges now. You're doing more reflective thinking, but you're not parking there. You haven't just put the car in park there. You've got your feet on the brakes because what? When you're finished with this, you're ready to take off. Asking the question, what is my purpose? Why am I here on earth and what am I called to do? And what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? The quest for happiness. Being happy while you're fulfilling the vision. Come on, let's step out on faith. I want to just say to you that you are the apple of God's eye. And I want to thank each and every one of you that that you're listening right now, that you would take time from your busy schedule and to spend this time with me. I'm so honored for this. I want to shout out today to Lois in Chicago, Steen in Chicago, two of my greatest supporters, Rosemary from Powerful Conversation. I want to shout out to Jewel. Hi, good to hear from you, Jewel. Terry, hello. Isaiah, hi, how are you? I want to say to Latorsha, hey, you're doing great. Keep up the good work. Judy, keep up the good work. I want to shout out to Pastor Tawana and Prophet Edwards. You all keep up the good work. There's so many of you. Hey, I want to shout out to Cynthia in Italy. Betty in Naples, Italy. Hi, how are you? We're shouting out to those in Brazil. I want to give a big shout out to Mama Joy in Chicago. I want to shout out to Michiko and Yuji. Hi, I'm shouting out to all of you. Keep up the good work, men and women of faith, those of you that are coming up. I want to shout out to Marlon and Sean. And hey, Robert, hi. Good to hear from you. LaDonna, it's good to hear from you. Hi. Kansas City, I hear you. St. Louis, hello, good morning. Hey, we even have listeners in Japan. thank you for listening. South Africa, thank you. Ghana, thank you. Liberia, thank you so much. I'm shouting out to each of you under the sound of my voice, and I want to say today, I love you. I really do appreciate you. You are so fantastic. And guess what? Wow, the best is yet to come.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.